Oh, shit. Already coughing, baby. Already coughing. Man. I probably shouldn't be smoking weed right now. But after putting this podcast together, you know, trying to talk about what I want to talk about during this podcast, shit stressed me the fuck out. You know, not really. This is just an excuse for me to smoke weed. God damn it, dude. I'm sick. I don't know if you can hear it, but I am sick. I think I'm on the tail end of it. The things that I read online are basically telling me you're going to die. There's nothing you can do. You're going to die. Not only that, you don't even know what you have. So I want to talk about how I might have COVID. Maybe. Not sure. Then I wanted to break down. I just wanted to break down Biden in that fucking town hall meeting that happened a couple of weeks ago. I was hoping to get a guest on today, but that is not safe considering, you know, I don't feel all that great. So we're just going to do it solo this week. But yeah, let's just take into consideration, you know, that we have a corpse for a president. I want to talk about that. You know, I think that's about it. I think that's all I'm going to have time to talk about today because, bro, it's like the more I start fucking doing the research on this shit, the more it makes me just want to be high all the time.
Public Yemeni number one.
Yeah, and as always, this podcast is brought to you by no fucking buddy, because nobody cares. Not yet, at least. I'm going to grow this podcast before we know it. I've been hearing a lot of you guys are downloading the audio version. Now the audio version is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. I'm having a problem getting it on that. Google Play. I think it's on Pandora, too. You know, I'm gonna have to like really figure out why it's not on Stitcher. Stitcher's my jam. That's the one that I use. But if you're using Spotify, rate me on that shit, man. Give me 5 stars. You know, leave a review. Mike's a piece of shit. And then especially on Apple Podcasts, because if you guys give me a good rating on that and some reviews, that's the main directory that's going to help push this podcast to the top. I've been noticing, a lot of more and more downloads of each podcast that's coming out, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for listening in. Just so you know, I do this live on YouTube at Mike from Detroit. Just go to Mike from Detroit on YouTube, and it'll come up. Subscribe. Hit the alert button so that you get alerted. Every Wednesday, that's my schedule, 2 p.m. Pacific. Sometimes it changes depending if I'm on the road or not, but I'll typically will leave a notification on all my social media platforms and follow me on all that stuff. You know, I made it real easy to find me. It's just Mike from Detroit. That's it. Mike from Detroit on everything. Instagram, Twitter, fucking YouPorn, NASA. I'm on everything. It's Mike from Detroit, man. If I got a job at NASA, that would be my name, Mike from Detroit, just so you can find me and stalk me and shit. So here we are, guys. I think I might have got COVID. I'm for real, though. I really think I might have got it. I can't believe it. It's possible I don't, right? Because I don't have the... no taste, no smell. I don't have any of that. Okay. But, you know, it just felt like a regular cold. It started off by going at a party. Actually, if you guys remember one of my guests, my friend Pink Fox, who is the African American transgender comic, male to female transgender. And, you know, she is a fucking mover and a shaker, and she is a party animal. And Pink Fox always shows up in the comedy scene when I don't need to see her. Because Pink Fox loves to party. That's the one thing that's great, man. As soon as I see Pink, I swear to God, anytime I'm anywhere, I'll be at the Ha Ha Comedy Club. Just chilling, either doing a show or whatever. And it's always on one of those nights where I'm like, you know what, Mike? Tonight's going to be that night. No drinking. You're not going to fuck around. Time to stay healthy. You want your next day to be productive. We're going to try to go home within a reasonable time, go to sleep, wake up refreshed, and kill the day. And then Pink Fox walks in. Damn. And as soon as Pink Fox walks in, bro, get ready. Because she right away will look me right in the eye. And she's like, what the fuck you doing tonight? And then that's it. And then I'm on a bender, drugs, drinking, meeting celebrities, hopping around to every party that we can get into because she's a cool motherfucker. And like, not only is she cool, she's very much like my friend Tariq Salamasi. If you saw the podcast that I had with Tariq, we talked about how he's a bull in a china shop, you know, like how he just bulldozes through things. He talked about a story on there about how 3-6 Mafia, the Academy Award winning and Grammy Award winning, I believe, a rap group, the main man, DJ Paul, you know, I hung out with him the other day because Tariq knows him. And the way Tariq knows him is that like during the while he was on the hit reality show The Contender, he gave a story about how he had to like walk. And he found out that like all these celebrities at, I think it was the MTV Music Awards, they all had a gift giving ceremony. So it's like where if you're a celebrity, you go down to this room and they give you thousands of dollars of free fucking shit, jewelry, watch it. You know what I mean? You know, and they do this so that they can get these celebrities to sort of talk about what they're wearing, you know. In a show of gratitude, telling people, hey, you know, buy Camelback water packs because they gave me a free one and this thing is cool. But the way Tariq got into that room is he was a celebrity, but he wasn't that type of celebrity. He probably wasn't even D-list at the time. You know what I mean? He was just in one hit reality show. And, you know, Tariq is one of those guys. It's just like, what the fuck? How come I'm not getting gifts, bro? I'm a celebrity. I'm on TV. But how did he find out? He was walking. He sees 3-6 Mafia walking. And he's like, hey, what's up? You guys are 3-6 Mafia. Hey, that's what's up, bro. Yeah, I'm on The Contender and this, that, and the other thing. Where you guys going? Oh, you guys going to a gift thing? They're giving gifts away? Wow, shit. Obviously, I can go there because I'm a celebrity in this hotel. Let's go. I'm rolling with you guys. That's Tariq. I'm rolling with you guys. And now he's friends with 3-6 Mafia because he doesn't care about formalities. And he's a charismatic brute. And it's funny. And people look at him and are like, yeah, okay, I guess you are rolling with us. You know, he's that cool. And that's Pink Fox. And I went partying with Pink Fox. Bro. The night started, myself and Tim Robinson and Adam Peacock, two of my real good friends in comedy, decided, hey, man, we haven't seen each other in a while. Let's grab some drinks. So we went and grabbed some drinks, hanging out. Everything was cool. It was outdoors at the Black Cat in Hollywood. Not Hollywood, more like East Hollywood. And we were sitting there having a good time and stuff, and then I met a table full of girls. One of them was like really, really good at hitting on me, like right away. And I was just like, okay, well, hey, let's talk to a table full of girls. And they seemed pretty fun. And I was enjoying talking to them. And then Tim and Adam was like, yo, we got to bounce. And I was just like, I was dressed up really nice that night too. For some reason, I was really in the mood to go out. And I was like, eh. So I went and talked to these girls and Tim and Adam leave. And I tell the girls, I'm like, shit, you know, I'm probably going to head out and hang out with my friend Pink Fox. Let me see what she's doing. And Pink Fox was going to another party at the No Vacancy Bar, where a DJ that we made, Sharon, met Sharon. He's fucking great, great guy, dude, and awesome at spinning. I had a great time at No Vacancy. The day before this, I forgot, I fucking went and partied with Pink. She made me, like, she saw me at the club. She's like, come on, let's go out. And we went on a bender, bro. Bender. And I got home really fucking late, met Sharon. The next day, Sharon is spinning, and I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Sharon's a fucking cool guy. I'm going to force myself to go out. So while Tim and Adam leave, and I'm talking to these girls, I hit up Pink. For sure, she's going there. I said, let's go. Talk to these girls. We head over. And it was literally something out of a movie, man, the way I got myself in the club. Because as soon as I got there, there were these guys from Brazil, young guys in their 20s, just talking to the fucking main guy who can get you in. It was this really, really tall, handsome as fuck motherfucker with a black hat. Everyone knew you had to talk to the guy with the black hat to let him in. And as soon as I walk up over there, I just stood there and just watched and waited until it was my turn. And he wasn't letting these guys in. He was like, you guys are not coming in. Sorry, you have no ladies. You're just not coming in. And these guys were fucking disappointed. And I waited until these guys were just like, okay, man, okay, okay. And they went and started talking in their language to each other. And then the guy turns and looks at me and he goes, how can I help you? And all I told him was, I know the DJ. And then this guy goes, okay, him, you guys, and those girls, everybody's coming in. He didn't ask me, do I know the DJ's name? What's his mother's maiden name? Social security? Nothing. Something about the fact that I just like looked at him and was just like, yeah, I know the DJ. Boom. Not only did I get in, those fucking guys from Brazil got in. And man, those guys were happy as fuck. And I had a good time that night, but what the fuck? Those girls came with me. We went from that to an after party. To another after party, burritos, tons of drugs I shouldn't have been taking. And yeah, dude, I think that's what got me sick. Fuck, just being like compromised. My immune system was compromised. Like, I take a shitload of vitamins, man. I just fucking downed a whole bunch of them. I'm throwing them up right in this empty bag that I'm throwing up. Little Ziploc bag. I take a ton of vitamins, man. And I can't remember the last time I was sick. It's been a long time since my dumb ass has been sick, man. And I think a lot of it is because I don't party that hard. Bro, I partied 3 straight nights with minimal sleep and having shit to do during the day. And then all of a sudden I just felt this sore throat in my neck and my throat. And I was like, it's nothing. And that shit just got worse. And worse. And as soon as I noticed that it wasn't a sore throat because I was screaming all night, that it was probably something else, that's when I quarantined. That's it. Staying inside. And I've been inside ever since, man. I've been inside now for almost 2 weeks. And the way this thing that I got that I'm fighting, it's really funny. And I think the vitamins that I'm taking is helping, because I was about to, like, I mean, I was fighting it no problem. No problem. I mean, I could just feel it in my body that I'm a little weaker. And then there's a moment where it's like, oh, you know, my fucking, my joints are now starting to get achy. I'm starting to get that flu-ish feeling, you know, when you get the flu. But it wasn't that bad. It literally, I remember as a kid, it was way worse when I was a kid, you know, and I'm much older now. And I'm like, okay, maybe these vitamins are working. And then one night I got lazy. And I didn't take my vitamins. I usually take them twice a day. I didn't take one. And I was like, fuck. No big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. I remember seeing it, that I had to take it, but it was one of those lazy ass days, quarantined, where you're just like, even that's hard work. Fucking reach over, take these vitamins. I'll be fine. Bro, the next day I wake up, fever. Chills, feeling like absolute shit, nauseous, so much inflammation. My head was like fucking pounding. I had like a sinus pressure. Like my nose was so stuffed up. I had sinus pressure under my eyeballs. It was bad. And I swear to God, the first thing I did is I downed so much vitamin D. I took so much zinc, quercetin, which you're supposed to take with zinc so it absorbs it. This really good vitamin C that everyone needs to fucking take. It's called ascorbyl palmitate. Jesus, let me get it. Hold on. They need to come up with a better name for this shit, really. They need to come up with a better name for this because it's such an important one. I learned it while watching Mark Gordon, Dr. Mark Gordon, as a guest on Joe Rogan, and he fucking broke it down, man. I had no idea about this type of vitamin C. Esterified vitamin C. Ascorbyl palmitate. Fuck. It's basically a form of vitamin C that is highly absorbable because it's a form that's fat soluble, which is really important, which is why, you know, a vitamin D is great and protects you, but that too is fat soluble. So like it will get stored in your fat as energy, as something that can be used later. And, you know, filling yourself up with D and vitamin C, especially the stuff that is fat soluble. Look at this shit. I can't spell that. Can you see the ascorbyl and then palmitate, palmitate. It's shit. So long story short, didn't take my vitamins the night before. Woke up. Holy shit, I felt like shit. Like shit. Then I took those vitamins. I made sure I ate something real early too, even though I wasn't in the mood to eat. I made something a little small to eat. Pounded some water. Took those vitamins. And within an hour, I started noticing a little bit of a difference, but I was still tired. Like I slept already like 7 hours, which I don't even need to sleep that much. And I woke up and all of a sudden it was like, I need to go back to sleep. So I was like, okay, man, it's 11 o'clock. Let me go take a nap. I took an Advil because the fucking inflammation was really bad. That helped. Went to sleep. Slept for 4 fucking extra hours. I missed a writing meeting with my friend Mike. I missed a phone call from the banker to interview me for a mortgage that I'm trying to get approved for. Fuck! Bro, you have no idea how hard this shit is, you know? But I woke up and I felt way better. I think some of it was the Advil and some of it was this fucking shit I can't pronounce. Including vitamin D and quercetin. Quercetin's another one. I don't know if anybody's listening to this. Please get that fucking shit. Because you're supposed to take that with zinc, and then that's what helps zinc get absorbed. And according to Dr. Gordon, you know, if you're filled up with zinc, C, D, you have a better chance of not only fighting the disease, but also the chance of it not being able to latch on. Because he was describing how under microscopes, when a cell is like pumped up full of zinc, something happens to where the COVID molecule cannot attach itself to the cell. So, you know, either way, I don't know if I got it. I really don't. I have no idea if I actually got COVID or not. I didn't get tested, you know. I started looking stuff up online and then it just felt like useless, you know, like it was like, oh yeah, come over here, $150. I'm like, what? There might've been some free ones, but I didn't look that hard. You know, maybe CVS is still doing the rapid test, but I did a rapid test one time before visiting my mom in Detroit and it came back that I had COVID. And right away the next day from the rapid test, and then right away the next day I went back to another testing site in CVS where they send it out, where it's not rapid. It's supposed to be way better. And 3 days later, that came back negative. So I think I got a false negative from the rapid test. So now I don't even like trust the rapid test. Anyways, might have had it, but I don't know because it's going to cost me too much to get tested. America's going to turn into one of those places where we're going to have to sell a baby for bread or some shit, you know. But yeah, party too hard. Pink Fox is definitely somebody I should continue to avoid. No, I love her. She is fucking amazing, you know. Well, some of the things that I do want to talk about, especially from this week, man, is
to get tested.
Oop, that's not what I wanted. America's going to turn into one of those places where we're going to have to sell a baby. Ooh, my fucking voice. That wasn't supposed to happen. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties, right? That is the theme of this show. I got to at least have one. So, yeah. I want to show you guys, you know. I guess I'm just frustrated because everybody thinks their guy is the guy, you know? And you heard me talk about this before. Their guy is the guy. Their president can do no wrong. Their president is the one that is not lying. And I don't know. Listen, fuck Trump. I couldn't stand that motherfucker, dude. I could not stand him. He was a piece of shit. But it was really good to watch that presidency because you got to see how the media went out of their way to really point out every little fuck up he does, right? And it's not to say that they shouldn't do that, you know. One of the roles of the media is to play the watchdog role. You know, I learned that in political science, the watchdog role. They're supposed to be there as the watchdog, barking at things that are fucked up so the public knows about it, right? And you got some of these really good journalists out there, you know, like Glenn Greenwald. Like, you know, you have them. They're out there. But the majority of the landscape is just filled with propagandists, people that just want to sell a narrative. And, you know, like, you know, for a long time, Rush Limbaugh said that, you know, there's a liberal bias in the media. He used the racist term, the drive-by media. You know, the drive-by media is just a really racist, you know, comedic but yet racist take on, you know, the media. Basically, he was just, you know, equating it with, you know, black people in a way to make other like racist white people side with him. Yeah, the drive-by media. But when you saw past his racism, you started to realize that his motherfucker was not lying. Back when I was a liberal, when I was younger, I was like, oh, okay, well, then for sure, you know, he's going to say that there's a liberal bias in the media. Back then, I was like, there's no liberal bias. It's just news. You just don't like the news. Now I see it. Whoo, do I fucking see it now, man. And I'm sure a lot of you guys fucking see it, too. And I want to show you real quick a couple of clips from the town hall that I want to break down because it's just, I don't know. I think this is very good exercise in just constantly training your brain to realize that there's manipulation in just about everything these motherfuckers do. And we need to point it out. And we need to, did you hear that? I'm trying really hard not to breathe through my nose. And they're trying really hard to get us to believe this shit. So this clip here that I'm going to show. Is our president saying something that would completely. If this was Trump, imagine how they would treat this video right here.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Wow. That's a lie. That's a straight up lie. Like, we know now that that's not the case. Because there's a lot of proof out there right now that shows that people are still catching it after getting vaccinated. Then there's an argument. Oh, if you get it, it won't hit you as hard. And who the fuck knows? I don't know. But how the fuck do we trust this goddamn piece of shit when he says shit like this? And Don Lemon didn't even try to correct his ass. Now imagine if that was Trump. They would play this non-fucking stop. You know it. I know it. We all fucking know it.
It's underway.
And let's watch this video right here where, you know, he praises Xi Jinping in China. Okay. Trump also praised the same guy, the president of China. It's like these people are the same people, but then they switch out the people and then we just get mad only when it's not our guy doing it. So it's not like we give a shit about what happens in America, you know? We don't care that the country is getting fucked up. We just want our guy in there fucking shit up. We don't like it when the guy that we don't like is in there fucking shit up. I prefer Yemen getting bombed while my guy's in office. Cha-ching! The fuck, bro? Let's watch this shit right here. Now, just try to watch this motherfucker desperately try to answer this question, you know.
Just like the other question, it's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What? My cat should be president. Watching that. Watching that makes me realize that maybe my cat needs to be fucking president. What did he even say? Like, seriously, what the fuck did he say?
That's underway. Just like the other question, it's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not.
Is he? I think he's straight up about blocking all criticism of you. That's what he's good at. This is like so fucking stupid. Like, we think this is fucking real. Did you know that there's a picture of the actual town hall and there's like nobody there? It was from like the back of the house. They had to push all the people to the front because no one wanted to show up for this shit.
Not, we should be in a position where you are, why can't experts say, we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the
dude, I feel so bad for him. You know, I'm like sitting here getting mad at it. He's a piece of shit if you follow his track record, but I feel bad for him. You know, like if that was my dad on stage, I'd be like, oh no, you know, he's gonna start telling everybody how I got molested by him. Yeah. So my thing is that we are just, I can't stand my friends defending this guy or not bringing this stuff up. Or if I do bring it up, they can't even joke around about it because it's their guy.
The drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Okay. So I think he just had a little mental breakdown in there. You know, I think that just proved to us how he is not even alive. Kamala is president. I almost said Kamala. It's just Kamala. Even she's not president. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck is running this show? Him? This is the guy? This is the guy. Is this why we're bombing Africa now? He has spent more money on ICE than Trump. So, why are we playing favorites with these clones? They're all fucking clones. They're the same fucking turds. Just different fucking faces. All right, let's watch him try to stumble over the economy. It's like what he really needs to say is, I don't know. Next question. But no, we get this type of shit. And the question was, what is your administration doing to ensure the poor and middle class are not hurt by higher prices?
I seem pretty confident that inflation is temporary, but if you're pumping all of this money into the economy, couldn't that add to...
No, look, here's the deal. Moody's today, when our Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation. Reduce inflation, because we're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who, in fact, are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about.
Okay. Inflation happens, and then it happens. You can't just reverse inflation. If you can, or maybe I need to do my fucking research. There isn't. Inflation happened because they printed trillions of more fucking dollars. Now we have trillions of more dollars in circulation, which drives the price and the value down. Simple economics. You don't need to be an economist to understand this part.
Driving down prices, not raising prices. And so it is, I sincerely mean this. Prices are up now. And they're up in, for example, you're in a position where you're trying to build a house, try to find 2x4s and lumber.
Okay.
Well, guess what? People stop working cutting lumber. They stopped doing it because the unemployment was so down. Now, all of a sudden, there's this need because people are coming back. And guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh, my God. What are you saying? Lumber, guys are not cutting lumber.
Who, in fact, are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about. Driving down prices, not raising prices.
What?
And so I sincerely mean this. Prices are up now, and they're up in, for example.
Prices are up now because of inflation. You guys... They don't want you to think that inflation is what it is. It's a tax on the poor. It's the people with the least amount of money it affects the most. People with a lot of money are able to purchase appreciating assets like homes and other assets that appreciate. That's who it fucks over. It fucks over the little guy. The guy with a lot of money, yeah, sure, his $1 million doesn't have the same purchasing power as the $1 million last year. But he's probably, he or she, them, they, probably have investments in assets that appreciate, like big giant real estate buildings and so forth. And what does like a landlord do? You know, a landlord just passes on the price to the customer. Like every, not a landlord, every business person just like, oh, it costs me this much more now to do this. Well, then I guess I'm going to have to raise prices. It happens in everything. Now, rent has gone up. And it's like, you think it's going to go back down? Hey, I think he's trying to talk about how, like, oh, not because of COVID, not people are, many people are cutting lumber. So now we don't have as much lumber. And that's the reason why. Okay. He just doesn't want to take blame for it because he's trying to pass another stimulus. I'm torn about passing another one, but at the same time, listen, it brings fucking relief to some people. And a lot of it is because the system is fucked and works against the people, that every so often the government's got to put a Band-Aid like this on it to make us feel a little bit better for a moment of time, not knowing that it's just going to fuck us down the road.
You're in a position where you're trying to build a house. Try to find 2x4s and lumber. Well, guess what? People stop working. Cutting lumber.
I got nothing to say about that. Fuck.
They stopped doing it because the unemployment was so down. Now, all of a sudden, there's this need because people are coming back. And guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It relates to what, in fact, is now needed because we're growing.
It relates to... Well, God, okay. You know, what's really funny is that they progressively give us dumber presidents as we go on. They just get dumber and fucking dumber, and now they've did the ultimate Hail Mary. They were like, hey, man, you know, we just kept fucking bringing dumbass presidents. Then we tried the real smart black guy. We liked him because he could do no wrong, even when he was doing worse than the other dumb presidents that we put in there. Then we went back to the stupid model. Now let's go for the dead model. Let's see if the American people will accept having a comatose fucking president. Wow. Fucking wow. It's a fucking clusterfuck, man. It is a motherfucking clusterfuck. Okay. Enough of that. This thing I really want to show, this was a question that they brought up from somebody in the town hall. Listen, if it's a fucking real town hall, you're not going to have curated, safe-ass questions like this. All these questions that these so-called people in the audience have for fucking Biden, they're not real questions. You know what they are? It's just an opportunity, like an alley-oop. It's an alley-oop. So he can just go in for a slam dunk. And he still fucks it up. I want you to pay attention to how they really made sure to call her a Republican. And I want you to fucking think, why would they want you to know that one thing about her is that she's a fucking Republican? This is manipulation at its motherfucking finest, man.
Pediatrician and a Republican.
Hey, you're not going
to. I'll just bring it back a little bit. I had to go blow my nose.
These vaccinations.
Yeah, I want to stay on this subject. I want to get to Dr. Nicole Baldwin. She's a pediatrician and a Republican. Dr. Baldwin, go ahead.
Doc, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my question, Mr. President. I am a pediatrician who utilizes social media to educate about health, and I'm very concerned about the rise in misinformation from the anti-vaccine community that is eroding trust in life-saving vaccines. Spread of this misinformation and declining vaccination rates could leave Americans vulnerable to vaccine-preventable diseases in the future. So what I want to know is...
Okay. This comes the question. Here comes the actual question, okay?
What is the White House doing to combat medical misinformation and to restore America's faith in science?
what we're doing.
First off, look at her dumb face. Okay. That's just number one, I guess. But what kind of fucking question is that? Is that a question anybody wants to fucking care or know about? What is the White House doing to combat misinformation and restore the country's faith in science?
Is number one, restore America's faith in science, is listen to the scientists. No, I'm not joking. I mean, literally listen to the scientists and not interfere, not rush anything. Just let the scientists proceed because they desperately want to get this right. Number one. Number two, you may have heard, I never get myself in trouble, as you know, politically, but you may have heard that I was critical of some of the things that are on Facebook. And I was attacking Facebook. I wasn't attacking Facebook. There was a report out saying that for that something like 45% of the overwhelming disinformation on Facebook comes from 12 individuals. Yep. I said they're killing people. Those 12 individuals, that misinformation is going to kill people. Not a joke.
Give us a solution.
Not a joke.
What are you going to do?
It's like telling your kid, I tell you what, when you're 4 years old, when you see a red light cross the street, I mean, come on. And so what we're trying to do is use every avenue we can, public, private, government, non-government.
Just, okay, finish your thought.
To try to get the facts out, what they really are. And one of the things, Doc, that's happening that I'm feeling better about, I'm not being a wise guy now.
Oh, my God.
One of those other networks is not a big fan of mine. one you talk about a lot. But if you notice, as they say in the southern part of my state, they've had an altar call, some of those guys. All of a sudden, they're out there saying, let's get vaccinated. Let's get vaccinated. The very people before this were saying, I shouldn't make fun. That's good. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
You just have to keep telling the truth. That's why, for example, my wife just flew to Alaska today.
Oh, my God.
To do an event.
Answer the fucking question.
About making sure people understand and get vaccinated, talking about COVID, et cetera. So it's, you know, and by the way, there's pockets. If you notice, there's about, what, 4 or 5 states that have close to 45% or whatever. I don't
45% what?
Lower than that. Even in my home state of Louisiana, it's 36%. And I think there are other southern states.
No, but I mean, of all the cases, a very overwhelming majority of those cases are in 4 or 5 states.
Okay.
And it's just not. There's nothing political about this.
Yes, it is. They're fucking Republican states. That's what the fuck you're trying to say. Jesus fucking Christ. It would have been a simple question, answer. What is the White House doing to combat medical information and restore America's faith in science? The only real piece of information he gave in that entire fucking jibber jabber of how amazing it is and his wife gets to travel to Alaska. You could have just said, pass out more leaflets. Carpet bomb the hood with leaflets. Basically, he's saying we need to get the information out. Just say that. But how? You fucking don't know. Fuck. And this is the thing. This lady on top of it. This lady is just... I did a little quick little research on her, okay? And, you know... I'm going to pull up something that she had. And this is what I'm saying. This is just a plant. They don't fucking give a shit about the truth. They just want
people
to make
getting it. Now, cover that.
And a Republican. Dr.
And
Ball.
A Republican.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. I want to stay on this subject. I want to get to Dr. Nicole Baldwin. She's a pediatrician and a Republican. Dr. Baldwin, go ahead.
Doc, how are you?
Hi.
All right. So. Why? So it's very easy to know why, because there's a liberal slant on this fucking station. And what better way to make Democrats look better than have a Republican up there being concerned like a Democrat? Great. I don't give a shit about that, but I could see right through it because I used to work in TV. That is those little fucking, you know, little producers going, ooh, you know what we found out about her? Well, let's just throw that out there. because we already know what she's going to ask because they curate that shit. If they don't curate it, they vet it. So they, hey, all the people here, tell us what type of questions you want to ask. And this girl here, okay, is trying to be an internet star. Okay. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but her currency is fame. That's her number one currency, fucking fame. And to me, it's like, okay, fine. But you know she's the type of woman who would make sure to construct the question such in a way where it would be a slam dunk for the president so that she can actually get on TV. So I went on her fucking page and she posted this on her her Instagram. She goes, "My smile says it all. I was honored to have been invited by CNN to Biden Town Hall to ask the president what the White House is doing to combat medical information. And before y'all lose your minds, I was required to disclose the political party on my voter registration card, which happens to be Republican. I wasn't going to lie about that, but truth is, my values no longer align with many in that party. I just haven't gotten around to changing my registration." And then she talks on top of how she's important to, you know, she feels so good about being a Republican that voted for Biden. And listen, man, this is not to just poke at her, okay? I don't know if she's lying or if she whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is that it's so easy to see how this has been teed up and manipulated to get us to think that this guy knows what he's talking about. Like right now, it's like a win if he doesn't die on stage. It doesn't matter if he fucking like stumbles over shit, says lies about the fact that vaccines, if you get it, you won't get COVID. And I think that's why they had to point out that she was a Republican. Because, you know, hey, it helps. It helps the cause, especially over at CNN when they're trying to make Biden look like, you know, Jesus. And he's fucking up and doing more fucked up things than Trump. Because, you know, he does what liberals care about most. Rhetoric. Rhetoric. One thing I know about liberals, man, we don't fucking give a shit about. And listen, Republicans are like this too, but I'm talking about my side and conservatives. But liberals, especially right now, they don't want to talk about the things that are fucked up. They just want to skirt those things, especially when their guy's in office. But then when the other, and then Republicans do the same thing, man. You know, like when Trump was in office, Trump was doing things that y'all were just trying to fucking hide and cover up. And then now we have Biden. Biden's doing the same fucking thing. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, did you see how Biden lied about the COVID vaccine? It's like, bitch, did you see how much Trump has lied during his fucking presidency? It's like, we only care if it's our fucking people that are in there to protect them. You know, I'm starting to get to a point in my life where I'm starting to realize that when presidents, when you have liberals in power, it's time to listen to the conservatives. And when you have conservatives in power, it's time to listen to the liberals. It's very interesting how that has to work out. Because there's still going to be bullshit on both sides. Just when they are talking about somebody they didn't vote for, all of a sudden, they're speaking the truth. Fucking whatever, bro. I want to show you another thing real quick. This thing here is another one where they planted a black couple in the audience. And the question is just not a real question. And he doesn't answer it. He just doesn't. It doesn't really answer. It doesn't give us any fucking anything.
There's no blue or red.
Well, let's bring in Christian Oliver. He's a Democrat. He works for the insurance industry. Christian, what's your question?
So my wife, Stephanie, and I are newlyweds as of this past Saturday.
I'd brag if I were you, too. As they say when they look at me and my wife, you married up, kid.
Thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
We required all of our guests and vendors to be vaccinated to ensure safety. We are African-American, and in many of our communities, people are against the vaccine. A reason that stood out the most in regards to our guests is that they don't see the vaccine as being as safe as the CDC puts it out to be. How are you working toward convincing those in these communities that the vaccine is safe?
It's really an important question because...
Did we just not ask this question? But now that it's coming from a black couple and we're talking about, ooh, black people don't trust the government. No shit. No shit. And then when you look at them, like literally when you look at them speak, they just ooze Uncle Tom. They just ooze fucking let me get on TV. And metaphorically suck this fucking old man's limp dick. What the fuck, man? And I'm probably a racist now because I'm pointing this out. But this is a joke, what you're looking at here. It's a fucking joke. That's the question? That's the question. There are way more important questions. Way more. Like, why are you a piece of shit? I don't know. Okay. I'm mad, guys. Got COVID. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Who the fuck knows? But, you know, when I watch that, I'm just like, okay, what is there? Like, where's the truth? I want to see a town hall where they're throwing chairs at people and shit. That's what I want to see. That is at least honest. You know? Like, for real. All right. Just had somebody on here doing really racist shit. Mr. Benedict Arnold. Oh, I didn't want to put that up. Fucking straight the hell up, man. Fuck this guy. Well, there's some racist people out there. You know, when I see people going out of their way to be racist like this douchebag, you know, in the comments, that's just, you know, nobody's fucking that person. Nobody is having sex with this person. And if they are, it's not because they love them or like them. They're probably afraid of them or they got paid to. Fucking piece of shit. Man. Yeah. You know, that's you know, I really wanted to highlight that shit. You know, I love highlighting stuff that makes me think or operate in a way where it's like, how am I being manipulated? You know, the sad thing is that to see a lot of people who are smart enough to figure this out, choose a side. And when you choose a side, it's over. There's really nothing else you can do but just be like, okay, whatever this fucking side has to say, I'm all for it. Who's our president? Who's going to run for president? Oh, that guy there? Oh, really? Is he a pedophile? No shit. He's a pedophile? Well, does he believe in Jesus? He does. Well, that's good enough for me. You know, what's funny is I've been confronting a lot of Democrats, and Jeff Horst was on my podcast. I confronted him about this, and I got the same type of evil answer from him. He doesn't know it's evil, though. You know, like I try to talk about how Obama, you know, was a terrible president. And one of the things that I point out, you know, especially is that, you know, he used our war machine to really destroy a lot of lives with impunity. And instead of getting people to be like, Democrats to go, really? Did that happen? Or, yeah, you know, that is messed up. And that's the one thing I didn't like. This is the same. Jeff said the same thing to me. He was like, so if just because he like blew up a place, that makes him evil? Like trying to play it off like it's what? So that's the only thing you care about? So just because he does one terrible thing, and it's like, yo, there are many terrible things that a president can do. but the one power they have is controlling the military. That's very fucking important. The thing is that it's not cool at the moment to defend those people. You know, and you got liberals that, especially white liberals, that only want to protect whatever is cool right now. What will give them brownie points? What's something that they can like pass off and make other people think that, oh, look how amazing I am. I'm sticking up for black people. Probably going to get in trouble for this, but doesn't matter. I'm going to get going, guys. It is 55 minutes in, trying to keep this under an hour. I hope you fucking were entertained at least. I hope you know to take your vitamins, ascorbal, palmitate. Oof. They need to come up with a new name for this, like Fat C, you know, because it's like fat soluble. To call it Fat C, C fat or some shit. Take your vitamins, motherfuckers. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin D3, ascorbal palmitate, sex, leisure, sun, walks in parks, call your fucking mom, and tell her I said I love you. All right, guys. Till next time, Wednesday, 2 p.m. See you there.
Public Yemeni number one.